It's time for the Apple Watchcast. We've got another great episode with nothing but Apple Watch tips. Always something new to learn. This and much, much more. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 488 for March 9th, 2025. More Apple Watch tips.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Yay, I'm talking here.
Yeah, you're talking there. You know that was ad-libbed. That line?
Oh, really?
Yeah, when there were... Okay, perspective here. That was a movie with Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. And that scene in New York City, when it was in the 70s, they were filming. And they were just supposed to walk across this street, right, by this alley. As they were filming, this car just jumps out in front of Dustin Hoffman. Like someone just driving through the shooting. Yeah. And he immediately pounds on the hood and says, "Hey, I'm walking here." And the car moved away and they just kept going. Totally ad-libbed. And it's like one of the quotes of Hollywood.
That's the best.
Isn't that funny? Things are always ad-libbed. Also joining us, by the way, is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
I thought you forgot about me. By the way, you know what I had for dinner today?
What was that?
Fish and tips. It's a tip show, I had to say.
Ooh. We don't do fishing tips here. We do Apple Watch tips. So I don't know how useful that's going to be to anybody listening. But by the way, we are pre-recording this, as we usually do for a tips episode, because our upcoming schedules get a little crazy, but we still want to give you a show. So the best way for us to do that is to do a fun tips episode. No news, nothing current. So any big thing happening from Apple, we're going to miss it. So don't look for it here. But you will find tips here for the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. I love this. So I always learn something, right? Mm-hmm. And we never know, because we don't get together ahead of time and say, which tips are you doing? Sometimes we'll steal each other's tips. Mm-hmm. And that just happens because, you know, from time to time, whoever gets there first gets to use that tip. So hopefully we have, what do we got? Like 12 of them here that are going to be all different, right?
Yep.
So we'll see. All right. Who wants to kick it off here? We'll kind of go round and round. Let's start with Chris. Why don't you kick it off?
Sure, Tom.
Great tip.
A great tip. All right. I'm going to show you on your Apple Watch which apps you use your Apple ID for login. Ooh. Because sometimes you're like, did I use Apple ID on that or not? So go into the Settings app. Mm-hmm. Tap your name at the very top.
Yep.
Scroll down to where it says sign in with Apple. Select that, and there they are, all the apps that you log in with your Apple ID.
So sign in and security? Is that what I'm... No, sign in with Apple, sorry.
Sign in with Apple.
I didn't scroll far enough. Hold on. It kind of froze up on me there for a second. Oh, my goodness. So those... Wait, I signed in with Apple on all of those?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that was there.
Yeah.
Well, I have another tip for that page too. And this, like, what's this? What's this? Oh, cool. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. So, what is sign in and secure? Oh, I guess that might be another tip for you. But very cool. Sign in with Apple.
Huh. Sorry, Vincent. I talked over you. I didn't mean to.
No, I had no idea. Mine was still loading.
I was going to say, I'm kind of shocked at how many there are. And some of these I don't even use anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Very good. That's cool. That's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Vincent, what do you got?
Yeah. So did you know that you're supposed to spend like at least 20 minutes a day outdoors, like in the sun? Mm. And with kids, it's supposed to be like at least 2 hours or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I did not know that your Apple Watch has a daylight ambient light sensor.
Yes, it does.
Obviously, to measure this. And so I think it's on automatically. You can check out the amount of daylight you've been exposed to in your health app on your iPhone. You can browse to other data in the bottom right, and then you can look for daylight and find that in there. But if you don't want this cool feature, you can turn it off. You can go to the settings app in your Apple Watch and go to privacy and security, because they tucked it under there somewhere under health, and you can turn off time in daylight is the option. But yeah, I mean, why would you turn it off? It's kind of cool to let you know that you've spent some time outside.
And it's very, very important for vampires.
Yeah.
Because they can't be out very long from what I heard. So,
I've been outside. Well, at least I've been exposed to daylight for, I think, 63 minutes today. No data today.
Okay, you did. So, you had a rough work day, Vincent.
It's been a rough work day.
Oh my gosh.
I figured all this LED UV light here will help, but apparently not. It helps with making vitamin D, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, where do I find that on the watch again? Under.
It's on. Turn it off. You can turn it off the sensor on your iPhone.
No, where do I get my total of daylight for today?
No, it's on your health app. It's on your health app on your phone.
Oh, on the phone. Sorry.
On the phone.
So you can't check it on the watch.
You can't.
That's not cool.
It uses
Apple.
Your watch for the sensor.
So I got to go to
health, and then browse the other
data.
That's
right.
And then,
okay.
Yep. And type in daylight.
View. Daylight. So what's your setting today, Chris? How much time do you spend in daylight?
Myself, like Vincent, I had a rough work day. 21, but I got 21 minutes. I'm not sure how, but I got 20 minutes.
Okay. This is embarrassing. I mowed the lawn today. I have 153 minutes.
Oh, that's rocking and rolling. You have a big lawn,
but
man.
But it's the only bar for I don't know how long. It's like the rest of the week, it's like, you know, a fraction of that. So,
yeah.
I just did it all in one day.
I just zoomed out to a year. My average is about 37 minutes. So
really?
That's pretty bad.
Mine's 80.
Wow.
For a year, mine is 78.5.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
You know what it is? It's the 10, 12 times a year I play golf. You know, that's like 6 hours. It just skews the average. And then taking the dogs out, man. You take the dogs out, you sit out there.
This is true. You should do that. Yeah.
And plus, you and I have pools, I think, Tom, right?
Yeah.
There you go. There it is. Yeah.
There it is. Yep.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime. All right. I've got a tip here that we may have covered this before. In fact, I'm sure we probably have at some point. But for those who are new to the Apple Watch, this will be new to you. Did you know that you can take a screenshot of your watch? Now, the only thing is, it's not on by default. Again, like the daylight, you got to turn it on in settings. So on your phone, if you go to, you open the watch app on your phone, go to the My Watch tab, select General, scroll down and toggle on Enable Screenshots. On the watch, you go to the Settings app, select General, scroll down, select Screenshots and toggle Enable Screenshots. Once you've turned it on, you simply press the digital crown and the side button at the same time. Sometimes a little difficult to do. Got to be careful. But the screen will flash and the image will be in your iPhone's photo app. Now, if you find that you take too many unwanted screenshots, like you accidentally do it all the time, you can turn it off the same way you turned it on. Go back to those settings. So, But yeah, there have been times I've been like, I need to take a screenshot of that. And you can. So very cool.
Yes, very.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
All right. Well, originally I asked myself, can I find my subscriptions on my Apple Watch? And that's what led to my first tip, which was signing in with Apple, because I saw that there and I said, what is this? Same thing. Go to settings, select your name again, and then scroll down to subscriptions, and it's the same view that's on your phone. It'll tell you what subscriptions are active and when their renewal date is. And if you've already canceled it, it tells you when it's going to expire. And at the bottom, it has a category for expired. So it's a really great way to quickly go in and see what subscriptions you have. Because I do check mine from time to time just to make sure I'm not paying for something I don't use or something's going to expire that I want to keep going. So it's a checking your subscriptions on your watch.
Yeah, it's cool. It mirrors what's on the phone. So that's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that.
Cool.
Good to know.
Nice. All right. Vincent.
Yep. So this is a feature that we had talked about since the very early days, that the watch could tell you if you left your phone behind and it buzz you. But you can do that, but you have to turn it on. And in order to do that, you have to go into your Find My on your phone, and at the and you select your devices at the bottom, and then select your phone. Once you select your phone, you can scroll up, and it says there's an option to toggle on Notify when left behind, and you can click that on. And then it will allow you to select a couple of addresses, so your home or work, whatever that might be. And if you leave that location without your phone, it will ping your watch and let you know.
Nice. Yeah, I have my
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, very good.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't get really any notification. I must always keep my phone with me. And I guess I never leave far enough away from it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to be a certain distance away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. It'll buzz you.
All right. This next one I have is it's about sleep mode. So when your watch is in sleep mode, you'll see that little bed icon right at the top of the screen. Since I have a set bedtime for on the watch, sometimes it goes into sleep mode before I go into sleep mode, right? I'm still up, right? And it used to be that you had to press and hold the crown for a little while before you would exit that mode if you needed to do something on your watch. But with, I think it was watchOS 11, all it takes is a simple press of the crown once to wake up the watch. It doesn't turn off your sleep mode, but it allows you to access the screen, right? Do what you need to do. It will then go back into sleep mode for the time you had set up. And I like this change a lot. It saves a lot of time. It's kind of frustrating. And I didn't even know that it was an actual change. I just noticed, hey, if I just press it slightly, it jumps right out of sleep mode. I did not know it would do that. So nice little change there from watchOS 11. All right. Chris, what do you got?
So the third tip I have, Tom, is checking out custom colors for a watch face. And I'd never done that. You know, I think we've all kind of changed various colors on a watch face. You know, you hard press and hit edit and scroll over to the colors, because I think the first set of changes is for the complications. And I've always picked a color. It's there. But for recently, I went down where it has the plus sign. I'm like, all right, I'm going to finally hit the plus sign and see what is there. So I did that. And I was like, whoa, there's a lot.
Yeah.
So the colors are like organized by year. And it sounds like you've done it, Tom.
Yeah, these are the year that they were these colors were released.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how cool is this? And I'd never done it before. So it goes back to like the beginning.
Yeah, it does. All the way back to 2015.
Yeah, so if you want to change some colors, do it. This is a great way to do it. And it's really that easy. Just hit the plus sign. You know, scroll over to the color change palette on the watch face. Scroll all the way down to the plus sign, tap it, and you have 10 years of colors to choose from. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. And when you tap on a color to add it, then it has a check mark in it. So you know it's in your list.
Yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
I think I found this. I was trying to find a particular shade of orange, and it was driving me nuts that there wasn't anything close to it. And that's when I think I accidentally discovered this, like you did, just hit the plus thing. I was like, whoa. And yeah, you go back and boom, there's the orange I wanted right there. I think it was in 2019, spring of 2019. That was the perfect color.
I did the same thing. I got a new watch band, and I want to say the name of it is Flux, and I'm probably way wrong, but it's a Nike band. And I went, mm-hmm. I kind of found something that was close to it. I was like, oh, that's why I did the plus sign. So it's neat. I got lost in colors. I was like, I didn't think I'd do that. But, you know, I'm like scrolling and looking and trying them all out. And it was kind of cool.
Neat. Just 10 years of colors there.
Yeah.
Hidden. Cool. All right. Let's see. Who's next here? Vincent, what do you got?
Yeah, let's see. Okay, so this one, you know, we've talked about unlocking your Mac with your Apple Watch. We've done that. Mm-hmm. But, like, sometimes you need to unlock your phone and your face. You know, you can use your ability to unlock your phone has been blocked by, you know, a gnarly mustache or something. and you're trying to unlock your phone, but you can't. You can unlock your phone if you're wearing your Apple Watch. This has been totally hit or miss. But apparently, you can go into settings, you can go to Face ID and passcode. You have to put in your passcode to unlock that, and then you toggle on unlock with Apple Watch. And so, as long as you have your Apple Watch on you and it's unlocked, and it does this weird sync. And you can then swipe up, and if it's unable to see your face or recognize your face, as opposed to then check your watch and unlock your phone for you. I have not gotten to get this to work consistently.
Yeah,
but it has randomly unlocked my phones at times. So I don't know, but it is apparently a feature.
And I have noticed the same thing. It's like I forgot I had turned it on. And then every now and then it's like it was unlocked by your watch. And like, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll buzz you on your watch and let you know that you mm-hmm. unlocked your phone yes. for some reason. Yeah.
It's, mm-hmm. I don't know why they don't quite have it working consistently.
Yeah. It's not quite there. No, but it's worth a try.
Yes. All right. This next one, this is. you know, when you get a notification on your watch and it's that ding sound, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I had it here, I'd play. Let's see. Is it like not the MagSafe sound, right? No.
It's like a text message sound, right? Like that really sharp mm-hmm.
ding. Like a tone. It's not a.
Oh, not that one. Oh, that one.
It's not that. No.
That's a docking one.
Yeah. It's a docking one. It's different. Anyway. Do you have that turned on, by the way, your audio and your watch?
No.
Do you get those sounds or not? No?
No.
Sometimes.
Okay. If you don't want to alert everyone that you just got an alert, you can set your watch on silent mode. So you go to the control panel, select the bell icon on your watch to turn that on and off. And then you go to settings, sounds, and then haptics. Sounds and haptics. And by the way, that's also another place you can turn on silent mode is right there. And you tap on the haptics. There's three settings. There's off, default, and prominent. Recently, for some reason, I have no idea, not sure how it got changed, but my prominent setting was not turned on and I kept missing texts from people. It's like, I texted you 2 hours ago, you did. And I look and I'm like, you did. Why didn't I get that? So anyway, I kept missing the text and I noticed it was set to default, which I really don't notice that. Obviously, it wasn't enough of a haptic for me to even look. Mm-hmm. So anyway, changing it back to prominent did the trick. So if you somehow, for whatever reason, suddenly start missing texts and things, this is a great way to either keep it silent, but also to really notify you when it happens. Again, that's called prominent haptics.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, buzz.
What? What was
buzz,
that?
Buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, yeah, buzz. Yeah, buzz, buzz. Yeah. I don't know why it was set. Try setting your, by the way, change yours to default. And see if you even notice it.
Ooh.
I don't know why I didn't, but it wouldn't work. All right, Chris, what do you got? This is your last one, right?
I have four. One more. Uh-huh. Now, this one is contingent on the fact that if you use focus. And I don't know if either one of you create focus modes for your phone.
Other than sleep, is that considered a focus?
Yeah.
Other than work.
Yeah. Do not disturb, you know. So I have two or three focuses that I consistently use. You can change your focus on your watch. I mean, you can automatically set them on your phone to change based on time and or location. But if you want to change it manually on your watch, you can by just going to settings and you'll see focus, select focus. All your different focus modes are there and you can select any one of them, or you can just keep it at mirror iPhone so it'll align to the focus modes of your iPhone. And, you know, the iPhone is pretty prominent from the focus, your iPad mini and your watch. Not as much, you know, you don't notice as much from the focus. But again, if you want to change your focus manually, you can do it on your watch.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool. You see, I always forget you can do things like that.
Right.
It's all there. There's just, I mean.
Well, you see, my themes this time were more of, can I do the same thing on my watch that I do on my phone?
Exactly.
And that's what I was trying to figure some things out.
Right. All right. Vincent, what do you got?
All right. This is a thing just to remind you to turn on Double Tap under gestures. If you have the 9 or later, is that what it is?
I think so.
To do Double Tap. Because you know what the best thing is? You talked about going to bed. I'm talking about waking up. You know, when that alarm goes off and you've got your watch on and it starts to buzz you, you can Double Tap to tell it to go to snooze.
Yes. I never remember that.
Exactly.
I just say, you know, cover it with my, you know, turn off the alarm, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So if once you turn that on, so you can.
Yeah, it was in their commercials. Yeah, they showed somebody doing it. You just double tap and it snoozes it, right? For how long?
That's 9 minutes.
9 minutes?
9 minutes.
You're going to be late.
Yeah.
That's too long. Can you adjust that?
I don't think you can.
Oh, that's too long.
Yeah, there's a whole story behind why it's 9 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is.
Wow. Okay. Is that just something from research that says?
I think there was like the first alarm clocks that actually included a snooze. They can only get up to 9 minutes. And so it kind of stuck that way.
Why are we following an old analog?
Apparently.
We can customize these things.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's funny. Yeah. That's very funny. I did not know that.
There you go.
Okay. I've got two left. I don't know which one I should do here. One's on battery life and one's on locking your screen. Which would you prefer?
Battery life.
Okay.
Battery life.
All right. Battery life. There's lots and lots of tips and tricks to extend the battery life in your watch. And we've probably covered every one of them here in previous tips episodes, probably several times. But this is a very simple, obvious one that I just kind of noticed, well, kind of the difference it made or didn't make. And let me explain that. So if you go to settings and you go to display and brightness, if you turn down the brightness on your watch, and I don't know about you, but I've always had it on maximum brightness, right? On my Ultra 2, and that's 3,000 nits, right? Because, as I've said before, I want all the nits. But because it's so bright, turning it down a notch or two doesn't seem to make it too dim. I mean, it really, and I have a feeling that you're really just dialing it back to what, a watch from 5 years ago? Right? The same brightness as we had back then.
Right.
Anyway, it's worth a try. If you want to try to squeeze a little more battery life between charges, it's not as drastic as putting it in, you know, power save mode or turning off Wi-Fi and doing all these other things. It's just a simple little slightly dimmer. And I think you will notice quite a bit of a change on your watch. It's not extreme, but it's something I think you can live with every day without even really noticing it. Right. So that's my tip.
Cute.
All right. I think we've covered it, haven't we? I think that'll do it. All right.
Hey, do you all know about this Unity watch face that was just recently released?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Added it. I was just digging around in the settings as per Chris's tip. Mm-hmm. And there's a new watch face. That's cool for Black History Month.
Right. Yeah, we always get one this time of year. I think they've done this. How many are there now? There's like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and the watch band's kind of cool too. They have a unit watch band. Yeah.
Yeah, they theme it. Kind of that's kind of what they do mm-hmm. with the Pride one too, right? They theme the watch band and the face. I wish they would do more of those, right?
Me mm-hmm. too. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, you know, theme things together.
Yeah.
Know? Of course I always want more watch bands. I'm just being kind of selfish there, but you know, give me something that goes with my give me a Snoopy watch band. How's that? Go with the faces.
There you go. Here
bet I could find one of those pretty easy on the internet, couldn't I?
Yeah, for $6.99 on Amazon or something. It would fall apart in a month.
It costs peanuts.
Yeah, it doesn't cost much, does it? Wait. I know I have a rim shot around here somewhere. That's perfect. Okay, here. There we go. All right. Well, with that, I think it's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, as always, for being here. I really do appreciate it. Thanks to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page. It's at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. It's a great way to help us to continue to produce the show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. Links to stuff we talk about can be found on our website. It's at applewatchcast.com. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts or pretty much any other podcast service you prefer. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email, and that's at comments@applewatchcast.com. As always, thanks for listening. Until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.